Hey guys, welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie, and this episode is for all you introverts out there, or people who kind of have a love-hate relationship with the holidays. So my first tip for dealing with social settings around the holidays is to, number one, mentally prepare. So take a minute to think about, you know, really, is it that bad? Which social settings give you the most anxiety, or the ones that you dread? You know, think of different situations. For example, a work party versus an ugly sweater party with your friends. Does one of those make you more stressed than the others? If so, you know, why or why not? Try to do some self-exploration as to what is really the issue. Is it the people? Is it the setting? Because then from there, we can really make some progress. My next tip is to be picky when it comes to social settings. I'm not saying you have permission to make an excuse and not go to certain events, but I do think it's important that, you know, you don't have to feel like you need to go to every single holiday party that you get invited to, or every happy hour, because it's a busy time of year. It's a busy season. So don't be afraid to spend the time, the quality time that you have, with those that matter most to you. So for example, my work has two holiday parties, and don't get me wrong, I love my work people, but you know, maybe I'd rather spend one of those Saturdays visiting my niece, who I don't get to see very often, or spending time with Sammy, my goddaughter, rather than taking up two weekends with a work event. So just kind of be picky and choosy in a positive way. Don't feel like you have to say yes to everything, especially if it overwhelms you and makes you feel stressed out. My next tip for social settings is to have a list of questions. Now, what do I mean by that? A lot of people, when it comes to new settings or meeting new people, they'll always ask questions about the following: your family, your occupation, relationships, you know, whether they're married, single, or maybe that's a relationship to the event that you're at or other people in the room, and hobbies. You know, what are you interested in? Or just trying to get to know the person more about, you know, whatever it is that they like to do. Maybe you might find something in common. But go in with a list of questions that you can ask someone. The best advice that I have received when it comes to these settings is that it's selfish to be shy, because what you're doing is you are holding back the great, you know, outgoing person and great character and personality that you have by being shy. And it does come off to people as being rude, whether you mean it to or not. A lot of people can perceive it that way. So have a list of questions, you know, get outside your comfort zone, be that bigger person in a social setting to go up to someone and say, "Hey, I'm Katie. What's your name? What brings you here?" And from there, conversation will naturally get better. So I hope these tips helped you to survive your next holiday social settings. But really, again, just take time to think about, you know, what is important to you, what's not, and try to get to the stem of what don't you like about these parties, and see what you can and cannot control. Now, when it comes to family and other things you're kind of obligated to be at, again, go back to what stresses you out about it and see what you can do to avoid those situations or better prepare you for next time. Because if you got to go to it, you might as well make it worth your time. Am I right? Or am I right? All right, that's it for today's episode. Have an awesome weekend. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.